As every flower fades, and as all youth departs, so life at every stage, so every virtue, so our grasp of truth, blooms in its day and may not last forever. Since life may summon us at every age, be ready, heart, for parting, for new endeavor. Be ready bravely and without remorse to find new light that old ties cannot give. In all beginnings dwells a magic force for guarding us and helping us to live. Serenely let us move to distant places and let no sentiments of home detain us. The cosmic spirit seeks not to restrain us, but lifts us stage by stage to wider spaces. If we accept a home of our own making, familiar habit makes for indolence. We must prepare for parting and leave-taking, or else remain the slave of permanence. Even the hour of our death may send us speeding on to fresh and newer spaces, and life may summon us to newer races. So be it, heart. Bid farewell without end. You're listening to CSCK 93.9 Smithers Community Radio, broadcasting from the unceded territory of the Cassia House, Gidimdan Clan, home of the Wet'suwet'en Nation. My name is Gavin Smith, and this is The Underword. It's a show that looks for old poets in modern music. And today, we are covering Hermann Hesse. And you were just listening to the poem Stages by Hesse. Before we get started, shout out to our sponsor, Betty's Boutique. Thanks for your support. Hermann Hesse is known primarily as a novelist, and that's also how I knew him growing up, but he also wrote poetry, which would sometimes appear in his novels, so they were often connected. And in fact, the poem that you just heard me read there, Stages, actually appeared in his last novel, The Glass Bead Game. So before we get started, I'll let you know a little bit about Hermann Hesse. He was born in 1877 in a small Black Forest town in the German Empire, and he died in 1962 in Switzerland. He served in the German army in World War I, or he served for Germany in World War I as a caretaker of prisoners of war, but his writing at the time advocated against nationalistic hatred. So just one example, at the time he wrote, quote, "That love is greater than hate, understanding greater than ire, peace nobler than war. This is exactly what this unholy world war should burn into our memories, more so than ever felt before." And for those kinds of sentiments, he was not well-loved by the political class in Germany. He received a lot of hate mail and significant criticism from the German press. After the war ended, Hesse moved to Switzerland in 1919, and he became a Swiss citizen in 1923. His later works, notably his final novel, The Glass Bead Game, which I was just mentioning, were banned from publication in Nazi Germany due to Hesse's anti-fascist views. And his works were popular in German-speaking countries during his lifetime. In fact, he was awarded the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1946. But it wasn't really until after his death that he rose to widespread fame in the English-speaking world. And in large part, that was because he became massively popular in the American counterculture movement in the 1960s due to his frequent themes of internal inquiry, the quest for enlightenment, and the mystical, you might even say, psychedelic quality of many of his works. And in fact, my mother was one of those people who was a fan of Hermann Hesse during that point in time. And when I was a teenager, she handed me her dog-eared copy of Hesse's Steppenwolf, which I absolutely fell in love with. And it prompted me to read other novels of his, particularly Siddhartha and Peter Kamenzind. But I wasn't really familiar with his poetry, so this show's been a lot of fun to dig into. I would be remiss not to mention from the start that Hesse's novel Steppenwolf, of course, inspired the Canadian-American rock band of the same name, which was very active in the 60s and 70s, and popular for tracks like Born to Be Wild. But we are not going to play that. I'm guessing you're probably pretty familiar with that song. Instead, our first track is a brand new one. It was released just this year in 2026 as a single by English singer-songwriter Gia Ford. And the song is called How Do I Reply? And she said that the song was inspired by a Hermann Hesse poem, but none of the articles about this this release mentioned what the poem was. So I had to do a bit of digging. It took me a while, but I did find it. And it is inspired by the poem Sometimes, which I'll read before we play the song. Sometimes when a bird calls, or a wind moves through the brush, or a dog barks in a distant farmyard, I must listen a long time and hush. My soul flies back to where, before a thousand forgotten years begin, the bird and the waving wind were like me and were my kin. My soul becomes a tree, an animal, a cloud woven across the sky. Changed and unfamiliar, it turns back and questions me. How shall I reply? This is Gia Ford with her song, How Do I Reply? Is this everything now? The quick delusions of flowers, and the down colors of the bright summer meadow, the soft blue spread of heaven, the bee's song. Is this everything only a god's groaning dream? The cry of unconscious powers for deliverance, the distant line of the mountain, that beautifully and courageously rests in the blue. Is this too only a convulsion? Only the wild strain of fermenting nature, only grief, only agony, only meaningless fumbling, never resting, never a blessed movement. No. Leave me alone, you impure dream of the world in suffering. The dance of tiny insects cradles you in an evening radiance. The bird's cry cradles you. A breath of wind cools my forehead with consolation. Leave me alone, you unendurably old human grief. Let it all be pain. Let it all be suffering. Let it be wretched, but not this one sweet hour in the summer, and not the fragrance of the red clover, and not the deep, tender pleasure in my soul. That was Lying in the Grass by Hermann Hesse, and before that you were listening to Gia Ford with How Do I Reply? And I mentioned that Hermann Hesse was one of my favorite authors in high school, and just by chance, two of the songs that we are going to be playing today were also of my favorite bands when I was in elementary school, going even further back, and two of the very few bands that I can say that I would still stand behind as great bands after the passage of all that time since I was in elementary school, and one of them we are about to play. It is the excellent band, in my opinion, Blur. Their self-titled release in 1997 was their fifth release, but it was the first to really rocket them from Britpop stardom into being full-blown global superstars. And that was, of course, the album that had Song 2. If you ever listened to Big Shiny Tunes, you would be very familiar with that song. But late in the album, a song appears that's a bit sort of softer and floatier than most of the other tracks on that release, and that is the song Strange News from Another Star. And that was the title of a Hermann Hesse collection of short stories, which he wrote between 1913 and 1918, which includes a story of the same name. Now, I've never actually read that collection of short stories, but according to the source of all knowledge, Wikipedia, they are, quote, essentially fairy tales dealing with dream worlds, the subconscious, and magic. So, this is Blur, with their song Strange News from Another Star.
Another star.
How heavy the days are. There's not a fire that can warm me. Not a sun to laugh with me. Everything bare. Everything cold and merciless. And even the beloved, clear stars look desolately down, since I learned in my heart that love can die. You were listening to Blur, Strange News from Another Star, and just then you were listening to the poem How Heavy the Days by Hermann Hesse. And I read that one because it is the poem that directly inspired the next song that we're going to turn to, which is by British folk artist Steve Addy. I think that's how you pronounce his last name. A-D-E-Y. Addy? Addy? I'm not 100% sure. And in 2017, he released an album called Do Me a Kindness, which was mostly covers of other songs, but it includes a cover of a poem, if you can call it that. It is How Heavy the Days, the poem that you just heard, put to music. So we're gonna give that one a shot right now. This is Steve Addy, or perhaps Addy, with How Heavy the Days. Enjoy.
How heavy the days. There's not a fire to warm me. How heavy the days. There's not a fire. Not a sun to laugh with me. Everything bad. Since I learned in my heart love can and
graceful, spiritual, with the gentleness of arabesques, Our life is similar to the existence of fairies that spin in soft cadence around nothingness, to which we sacrifice the here and now. Dreams of beauty, youthful joy, like a breath in pure harmony with the depth of your young surface, where sparkles the longing for the night, for blood and barbarity. In the emptiness, spinning, without aims or needs, dance free our lives, always ready for the game, yet secretly we thirst for reality, for the conceiving, for the birth. We are thirst for sorrows and death. That was In Secret, We Thirst by Hermann Hesse. And before that, you were listening to Steve Adie with How Heavy the Days. Both of those are pretty metal names. In Secret, We Thirst, How Heavy the Days. Just kind of Hermann Hesse's vibe, I guess. I should mention that last one, In Secret We Thirst, was also appeared in a novel. It appeared in the Glass Bead Game, same novel that the first poem that you heard in this episode appeared in. And we're going to close. I mentioned there were a couple of my bands that were my favorite bands in elementary school. And we're going to close with another one of those. And that is the band Radiohead. This is not the first time that Radiohead has appeared on this show. They were featured in our episode on William Shakespeare, and their side project, The Smile, the band The Smile, also appeared in our episode on William Blake. So they're no stranger here. And when I was in high school, I was obsessed with the twin releases of Kid A and Amnesiac from Radiohead, but I did not know that their lead single from Amnesiac was actually inspired by what was one of my favorite novels in high school, Hermann Hesse's Siddhartha. The single Pyramid Song from Radiohead's Amnesiac features the refrain, and I'll read it because it'll be relevant, it features the refrain, "I jumped in the river and what did I see? Black-eyed angels swam with me. A moon full of stars and astral cars and all the figures I used to see. All my lovers were there with me. All my past and futures. And we all went to heaven in a little rowboat. There was nothing to fear and nothing to doubt." And when Amnesiac was released in 2001 with Pyramid Song as the lead single, Radiohead simultaneously posted on their website the following excerpt from Hesse's Siddhartha. Quote, "They all became part of the river. It was the goal of all of them, yearning, desiring, suffering. And the river's voice was full of longing, full of smarting woe, full of insatiable desire. The river flowed on towards its goal. Siddhartha saw the river hasten, made up of himself and his relatives and all the people he had ever seen. All the waves and water hastened, suffering towards goals, many goals, to the waterfall, to the sea, to the current, to the ocean, and all the goals were reached and each one was succeeded by another. The water changed to vapor and rose, became rain and came down again, became spring, brook, and river, changed anew, flowed anew. But the yearning voice had altered, it still echoed sorrowfully, searching, but other voices accompanied it, voices of pleasure and sorrow, good and evil voices, laughing and lamenting voices, hundreds of voices, thousands of voices." You've been listening to The Underword on CICK 93.9. That was from Hermann Hesse's Siddhartha, which inspired Radiohead's Pyramid Song, which we're going to go out on. Have yourself a great one, and we will see you next time.
Black-eyed angels.
Mr. Sun.